Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
In the Bond game, there's only one name, Gross. Bill Gross, the founder of PIMCO, the largest bond fund in the world. But a shakeup at PIMCO over the last year, including the departure of PIMCO exec Mohammed El Arian and now Bill Gross himself, has caused serious rumblings among bondholders. Tens of billions of dollars are now either running to find safety in all this turmoil or chasing Wizard Bill Gross to his new gig at the Janus Fund. It's all causing ripples in markets that determine the wealth of pension funds, university endowments, hedge funds, and all kinds of other pillars in the global economy. Joining us is Heidi Moore, finance and economics editor for The Guardian US. Welcome, Heidi.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So we said we were very enthusiastic about talking about bonds, and you were worried that we were ill.
I was worried. Not a lot of people tend to be fascinated by bonds. In fact, usually it's an excuse to end the conversation, but I'm perfectly happy to talk about them.
Well, a lot of the financial channels are really obsessed with Bill Gross. The Wall Street Journal did this whole thing about how Allianz, the holder of PIMCO, may lose $400 billion of departures, of outflows. The question occurred to me, is the bond market okay? Because if it's not, that's scary.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the bond market. So for the past 30 years, the bond market has been a wonderful way to make money. And a lot of people don't really understand bonds, but they're very easy to understand. Whenever somebody buys a bond, you're lending the government or a company money. So when you buy a treasury bond, you're lending the government money and they're paying you interest. When you buy a corporate bond, it's the same thing. Most of us don't own bonds. We own them through mutual funds. So Bill Gross ran a giant mutual fund at PIMCO, and he essentially made investing in bonds part of the mutual fund market. And so it has been incredibly profitable for so long that right now we're in this period of really, really low interest rates, zero interest rates. And you've seen that in your savings account. And low interest rates aren't good for bonds because when you buy a bond, you want the interest rate actually to fall. And right now, interest rates are at zero, so they're not going to fall anymore. So it makes it very hard to sell bonds, which makes it a difficult market for a lot of bond managers.
And PIMCO hasn't done terribly well. Gross is responsible for that. And so there's been a lot of grumbling about PIMCO's performance. But there's also this second question, and that is he's got this reputation as being a wizard. If he suddenly, you know, runs over to Janus and starts this tiny little fund, people think, oh, he's a genius and he's going to do some sort of magic. That's a really disruptive impact on the market. The bond market is not used to this kind of flamboyance, is it?
It's actually not, at least on a very public level, and it's caused some worries. I mean, for people to understand who Bill Gross is, he's essentially the Colossus of Rhodes. He's one of the seven wonders of the world of bond investing. And so for him to be kicked out of the firm that he founded is a huge scandal in the bond world. And the reason that he has this outsized reputation is because he is somebody who managed to make so much money for investors for so long. He was legendary. But what his reputation has covered over the past few years is that as interest rates have fallen, he has returned less. He's struggled with performance, but people still regard him as a legend. You don't write off a legend for a few bad years. But that has continued, and unfortunately, it also dovetailed with some difficulties. He's an outsized personality, and that created some difficulties with the people he worked with. For instance, he had a rule you couldn't talk to him before he had coffee, and so it made him quite a presence in the office. And those two things dovetailed, the low returns plus the conflicts with his coworkers, and now he's out. But he had suffered outflows for quite some time, and it was just because he was such a legend that people looked past it.
Does this indicate a lack of demand for bonds? If you have a pension fund, do you want to look and see if these outflows have affected the wealth of your fund? Can you have an impact in your own portfolio because of what's going on here, even if you don't follow someone like Bill Gross?
If you don't follow somebody like Bill Gross and if you don't have money in PIMCO, you probably don't need to be so worried because the bond market is enormous. It is many, many times the size of the stock market. But, you know, what's been going on in the bond market over the past, I want to say 6 years since the financial crisis, is that the Federal Reserve has tried to convince pension funds and mutual funds to buy different kinds of bonds. So they'd been buying treasury bonds, and the Federal Reserve said, we'll buy those treasury bonds. we'll buy mortgage bonds, which we all know about from the crisis, so that you go ahead and buy company bonds and help drive corporate America that way and potentially help drive hiring. And so it's not so much that the bond market is in trouble. It's what kinds of bonds are we talking about? So the bond market is doing fine. It's just you can't make as much money in it. And so the people whose job it is to figure out how to make money in that market are having a tough time. But that has nothing to do with PIMCO or with Bill Gross.
But the chain that you've described there is actually really key to the economy. If for some reason the problems with treasury bonds and mortgage bonds make it difficult for corporations to get cash by selling their own bonds, then you really have a problem in corporate America, right?
Yes, you would have that problem. Right now, it is almost the opposite problem, right? It is a boom market. It's so booming that people are buying the bonds of companies who have essentially subprime credit scores. So these are big companies. You know them well. But, you know, they have what's called junk bonds, right? And it means that they have a higher chance of not being able to pay back their investors.
So they have a higher interest rate.
Yes, exactly. They have a higher interest rate and a higher chance of defaulting. They're called high yield bonds. And the reason for that is that high yield is part of the Wall Street rubric that means high risk means high return. So right now, those bonds are doing very well. But the risk with them, as always, is that if the economy turns and those companies can't make money, they can't pay back their investors. And so people are worried about a crash in those particular kinds of, let's call them subprime corporate bonds.
Subprime corporate bond bubble. That may be the next thing we're talking about.
Yes, it would be called high yield. So that's what you want to look for. But it may not happen. I mean, corporate America has a way of solving its own problems because it can renegotiate contracts in a way that consumers can't.
Heidi Moore is finance and economics editor for The Guardian US.